holding that chuf aleph from an aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says mikol mokum kasha b'sulas astira, that according to Ziri that he said before nishpura mafrekas roiv bosimo, it's an avela. So the question is, how can you make an el malika? I b'shasi kati simonim the oif is meis already. So my answer is amarova aimus like this. So this is the way you have to make a malika. A malika is that choytech shedro, through the kayin takes his thumb and presses down through the back of the neck of the bird, but choytech shedri breaks through the backbone there, omar frekes, but below roiv basa, does not cut roiv of the basa. So clearly he's choytech first the shedro, that's the spinal cord, and then omar frekes, that's the neck bone, but below roiv basa does not cut roiv of the basa. So therefore the oif is not called a mace, it's not called a novella. Ziri before was talking about where you cut the mafrekis, but also roiv of the basa, roiv of the width of the meat there. But by maliki you do not cut roiv basa. Therefore by the time you get to the simonim, the oif is still alive, therefore it's called a maisa malika. Samar says, ki solik rebzer, and where rebzer went up to Eretz Yisrael, ashke ched rabami, he found rabami. The yasvi, he was sitting down, he was saying over this halacha. He was saying over the halacha of Ziri, that if you cut the mafrekis and roiv basa, so the behemoth is called a nevela. So Ziri found that Ravami was saying over the halacha of Ziri. So Omale, so right away, Reb Zera asked the question to Ravami, like how could Ziri say that if you make him a cut the mafrekis and roiv basa, it's called a nevela, it's called a mesa? If so, Awakash, how do you have a malika? The Chul Malik also first you cut the shed with the mafrekis before you get to the simonim. So Moses says, he kept quiet for a second. There's a pasuk in the Neil. The first Rabami did not know what to answer. But Omalei, then Rabami answered back, it's like this. Omalei, Eima, rather be gurus in Ziri's halacha, that kachu oisa. Or not in Ziri, but he said, this is the way Malika is. The question is not a good question. Because kachu oisa, this is the way you make a Malika. That choytech shedra, first through you cut through the back of the neck, through the spinal cord, or mafrekis, the neck bone, below roiv basa, but you not cut through roiv of the basa. Therefore the oif is not considered a mesa yet, it's not considered a novella yet, therefore b'shas you cut this simonim with the malika, it's called a maisa malika. That's how malika works. A koporim is not a kasha on Ziri, he only meant where you also cut roiv of the basa. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yochav, we learn like this also, that Ketzad Molkin Chatasayf. How do we make a Malika on a Chatasayf? So it says, Choytech Shedra, the Kerem with his thumbs, cuts through, with his nail, he cuts through the Shedra, the spinal cord, or Mafrekas, the neck bone, below Roiv Basa, without cutting Roiv of the width of the Basa of the neck. Atshir Migiel Veshet, till he comes to the Veshet, that's the food pipe, or the corner else to the windpipe. Either one of these is good. Malika by oif, even the shkita only has to be on one simin, and befrat by chat is oif, so malika is only on one simin. Lafu ke'ula said the malika is on both, but by chat is oif, the malika is only on one. So therefore it says, press down ashimigia leveshet el lekana. Now hegia leveshet el lekana, when it reaches the veshet el lekana, then the locher is choytech simin echad. So yes, the lashon is that hegia leveshet el lekana, when the coin reaches to the veshet or the kono, so choytech simin echad, he has to press down and cut one of the two simonim, or else rave of the one of the two simonim, and v'rave basima, and then he continues and cuts rave of the basa of the neck. So you see clearly the rave of the basa is first done after the simonim, and not before to make it a mesa. Now that's by a chata seif. What about the v'ola seif? Let's say by a korban oila, then shnayim. When the kohen comes down after he cuts through the shedra, the mafrekis, now he has to cut through both of the simonim, or else rove of the shnayim, and then again he cuts rove of the basa. So again, it's not a kasha on Ziri that before the oif is called the mesa, before he cut the rove of the basa, he makes the malika on the simonim. Now the Gemara says, man, who does this last verse go according to? E rabbonin, if it goes according to the rabbonin, shita busunsi, which rabbonin, amri they say shnayim dafka. That you have to cut both complete simonim, you cannot say ruba kakula. We'll soon see where the machlokes rabbanon and Reb Shimon is. Ikra Reb Shimon, because it goes to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, he says Reif Shnayim, it's enough just to cut Reif Shnayim. You do not have to have both of them. Sakamir, it says, Ubayla says Shnayim or Reif Shnayim. If you have to have, one or the other, but not either or. Samur says, Nechanam, the aim of the Bryson means like this. Shnayim l'Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan Shita, you have to cut to complete two simanim by an Ola Saif. And Reif Shnayim l'Rabbanan, Reb Shimon. And Nechanam, according to Rabbanan, Reb Shimon, then it's enough, the Malika, just to cut Reif of the two simanim. That's one tale. The Bryson means, let's start the Menachanami. The boy's same little tales could be, I'll tell you, whole Reb Shimon. Both, the whole Bryson goes according to Reb Shimon. That he says it's enough to have Reif of the simanim. If so, mashnayim, what does it mean to say two? It just means to say daimulishnayim, it's like two, which means to say roiv is enough. Rashi says shedaimulishnayim lechatchila binet sheyechtoch roiv lehedya. Lechatchila, you have to cut really roiv, means mamas like 90% of it. Sheyenirulanayim shu roiv, you can see clearly roiv is cut. By roiv shnayim means the afkilu roiv mitzumsim, even though let's say 70% of it. That just about makes the rave, 60% of it just about makes the rave, that's also kosher. So the kids were going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. We only said, look, that chili should have to have more than just am a rave, but rave of the rave should be cut. That's called rave hanir lanayim. But the yevit is even good, as long as you have rave cut. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Nishpura Mafrekis, for rave bosimo. Let's say by a person, if his mafrekis, if his neck bone was cracked, broken, and rive of the bust, the rive of the width of the neck was also cut, so lachar is, mitama b'yel, he's considered a mace already, and therefore his body has tumas oil, has tumas mace on it. The Rashi says, this from mafrekis means b'yodam. First question, I have been telling me to ask the question, oisa maisa d'yeli. I have a question by Eli over there. Rashi says, there says mafrekis below rive bust heavy. There just he cut his neck bone got split, without cutting across rug of the bosa. The Koran le mace, the bosa considered as a mace there, says the tishma mafrakosai, vayomus, mashma, just by cutting through the mafrakosai, just by cutting through the neck bone alone, that's enough to give it other mashay mace. And here, Rav Yudah Mashmuel says it has to be both nishpam mafrakis and roif bosa. So my answer is, I'll tell you, zikna shani, an older person's akena is different. Either that was older, so by him just cutting the neck bone killed him. But by a healthy person, it could be you have to cut through both the neck bone and rave of the bosa. To see the pasuk says, by he kiss kiras arno kim, when they mentioned to him about the arno kim that was captured by a plishtim, by he po me alakisan at acharonis, that Eli fell backwards off his chair, the yad yad hashav atishpam afrakasa vayamis, he broke his neck bone and he broke. And the pasuk answers clearly, why? Ki zokein ish v'kovei, the person was very old. The kid is only here by Eli, since he was very old, by him breaking the neck bone alone, killed him, gave him a shame, Thomas Mace, was a mace. By shanking by a healthy person, that's what the Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says, no, you have to cut through both, the Mafrekes and Reiv of the Bosa. Now, Amar Rav Shmuel by Nachmeni. Amar Rav Yechanan, Koro Kedag, let's say you take a person, and you slice him, you cut him, you rip him up, like a fish, is matama b'yoyel, right away he's considered a mace, he has luck like tumas oil. And Omer Shmuel by Yitzchok, umigaba, it means to say if you rip him down his back, if you like split him down his back, that's considered a mesa. And the Chiddush says, even though the person is still moving around, shaking around, he's considered a mace already. Omer Shmuel says also, gistura, you take an animal, and your mama slices him in two, Rashi says, Shirach b'lerach, you slice him right down the middle. Or else, Oibit Savora Kuli, cut off his whole neck. Or else, Oibit Shedra, by the spine. Ada Chalal, until the Chalal. If so, Rashi, anything you cut into two is called Gistero. So, Loch is Nevela. The animal right away is considered a Nevela. It's considered mace. Again, even though it's shaking ground, still considered a Nevela. Now, another Loch is Omer Rabloza. Nitel Hayerach, if you take off the thigh of an animal, v'cholol shalo nikur, and you could tell the hollowness there, the cavity there, like is noticeable. So lachra is also nevela, sit like the animal is a mace, it's still a nevela. Rashi says, nitel hayerach, you take off the thigh, meaning mimokim chiburai, bebuka diatma, where the thigh is attached into the body. And over there, Rashi says, "V'cholu shalom is klema loyshenitol etzem im ktsas abosa." If you have to take out the bone with some of the inside meat, v'nisha boselyan v'or achatz yerech hashlishis v'chayfes semaka was covered up, because over there it's only a treifa, like we'll have later on. But over here, where all the meat was taken out, and he could tell the cavity there, here it's called an avela. Rashi says, "V'achilu ba'afilu b'chayu mitama." Even though it looks like it's alive still, it has tumas nevela on it. Now, Mor says, "Heichi domi cholul shalom nikur." How is it considered the cavity there is noticeable? Or marova kol shiravutza. Anytime the animal crouches down, the nearest chaser, and you can tell something is missing there, that's called a cholul shalom. Rashi says, "Derech avim meluvoitz ayirech avim." Usually, crouches down on his thighs. It covers up its thighs over there. And over there, if you can tell its chos, you can tell the cavity there, that's called a sneaker. Tonight also, we learned also a Mishnah Oilis that Hutsu Roshayim, if you chopped or sliced off the head of the Shemoneh Shrotzim, Afa Pish Mefachasin, even though the animal is still shaking around, the Shrotzim is still shaking around, Mitamim have a Tumah Sheretz on them. The real is Tizon of Halto, it's like the tail of Halto. After you cut off its tail, Shemafachasis, the tail just shakes around, but it's not called Chiyas, that's called a Mesa. Now, my Hutsu, what does it mean to say it was cut off? So, Ashlaka Shamal Hutsu Mamish, that you cut off that completely, that's called Hutas. Rabasi Yomar, Rabasi Omar Rabbi Mani, Kavdolas Ola Saif. It just means like you separate Ola Saif, just means to say you cut through both simonim, but you do not have to cut the neck off, the head off completely, that's not attached. It's enough just to cut through both simonim. That also makes it for Nevela. Omale Rabbi Yim Lurabasi, Kavdolas Ola Saif Lurabonim, Vloy Pagisu. Do you mean to say the Rabbonim cheat, it has to be Kulo? And therefore you don't argue with Rosh Lakish, that's also called Hutas Mamish. By Dilma Kavdolas Ola Saif, we have Lezer Rebbe Shimon, that he says it's enough just to cut off rape of the two simonim. Upagisim, and then you argue. Omele said back to him, Kavdolas Ola Saif, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, Upagidim, and Chlemi means to argue that you do not have to cut off the head like completely. It's enough just to cut through rape of the two simonim. That also makes it like it's nice, like the sheretz is nice, right? It'll have tumas shurotzim. And he could the army something like this. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Hut Sumamish. He says, no, what's called tumas sheretz? If you slice off the head completely. Rabas Yom Rav Mani, he said, no, Kavdolas Eila Soif. Just means you have to cut it like you cut through the Eila Soif. You cut through the two simonim. And he says clearly, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that Rav Shnayim is not just a cut through, Rav Shnayim, not Kulay. Now the more fun explains, my Rabbonin and my Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, where is this machlokes between the Rabbonin and the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon? The Tanya wrote like this, the Pesukim Vayikra, V'yes Hasheni Yase Oilo, the second Korban you should bring for Oilo Saif. Kemishpat, it should be like the loch of the other one. So Rashi says, "Was a sheni means boila soif shochayva." Was a chayv to bring neila soif ksev gabi shmiyas akol. If you heard a kol, shu maybe bedalis. If you can't afford to bring the animals, you bring the two birds. So the parsha sal yena. So says, "Kishu maybe be ashiras diba vechatas beima." When you could afford it, you bring a chatas beima. If not, you bring neila soif. If shmiyas kol means you heard edis and you don't say it over. So it says what? That this Ola Saif is Kemishpat. It has the same halacha. So what does it mean, Kemishpat? So Mudarshan Kemishpat Chatas Behemah. The same halacha like the Mishpat are bringing the Chatas Behemah. Ah, Toim, you want to tell me Kemishpat Chatas Behemah means to say this Ola Saif has the same halacha like a Chatas Behemah? Or Yehni may be not that way, El Kemishpat Chatas Saif, that this Ola Saif has the same halacha like a Chatas Saif? If Solomon says no, when the Pasuk says Vikrivui, the Mashma, you have to bring this one separately, this Ola Saif is different. It's Cholaka Kosiv, Ben Chata Saif Ola Saif. The Pasuk is saying clearly that there's a difference the way you bring a Chata Saif or an Ola Saif. So when the Pasuk says that this Ola Saif has the same aloch like the Mishpat of a Chattis, it can't mean it has the same aloch like a Chata Saif. Because the Pasuk says clearly there's a difference between the two of them. And Lamai, the Pasuk means Kemishpat here, that this Ola Saif has the same halacha like a Chatas Behemah. If so, umani mekayim k'mishpat k'mishpat. What do I do with the pasuk k'mishpat? That this oil of soif has locked like one other korban. It must mean the more says k'mishpat chatas behema. That this oil on oil of soif has the same malach like a chatas behema. Now, what does it mean to say ma chatas behema? Just like when you shecht the chatas behema, ein oibor elo min hachulin. Just like a korban